RadioMD.com.
Listen, it's Health Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
California bottling firm is voluntarily recalling several brands of bottled water out of an abundance of caution. They're saying that one of its sources was contaminated with E. coli. So Niagara Bottling, it's based in Ontario, and the bottled water is Faraway Springs. So I don't know if you buy that bottled water, but they're pulling it from the shelves. They say most of it hasn't even reached the shelves yet. They're recalling the products from its Pennsylvania manufacturing facilities that was bottled between June 10th and June 18th. So if you are worried about this E. coli, my best advice, and we like to give tips with our breaking news here at Radio MD, don't buy bottled water. If your tap water where you live is not good enough, I just recently got myself a Brita water filter, and I think it's awesome. I am not dinging. I'm not, you know, promoting Brita, but I am going to say that it is great water. It's so good. You keep the thing in your refrigerator, and you always have nice fresh water. And if you want to bring bottled water with you, keep a glass bottle somewhere, a nice little glass bottle. Buy yourself a Snapple or one of those kinds of products that come in a glass bottle, and use that as your bottled water, because it really does save money. It saves the environment. It saves you worrying about E. coli. The Brita filters are excellent. You replace them like every, I don't know, 4 or 5 months or something like that. So if this is something you're worried about, or if you just want to stay away from, you know, the bottled water and the environmental problems that bottled water creates, if you look at those bottles, they take a very long time to disintegrate. And the ones that you do see that are made from the recyclable plastic or the stuff that disintegrates, those things are so flimsy that you even wonder if they're going to hold your water. So I don't know if the answer to this situation, if you're afraid of E. coli and you're afraid of the bottled water situation, then just use your own tap water, use a filter, use glass bottles, and you'll be much more protected. In our second story, and this is a big one and important, very important to me, because I like to buy some cereals for my kids. They do like to eat cereals. General Mills is dropping GMOs in their cereals. They're going to strip the artificial flavors and colors from the remaining 40% of their cereals that still contain them. And, you know, it's the response, the overwhelming response from the food industry to changing customer preferences. And the thing is that cereals like Trix and Reese's Puffs, I won't buy those because of those things. But now, if they're taking the GMOs, if they're taking these artificial flavors and colors out of those cereals, I will be more like, my kids like them. Your kids like them. They like the junk cereal. It did say that cereals like Lucky Charms that have marshmallows may take longer to reformulate, but 90% of its cereals have no artificial ingredients by the end of 2016, and 60% of General Mills cereals don't use artificial colors and flavors at all. So that's like Cheerios and the Chex products. So if you're somebody whose kids really like to, you know, eat cereals with various colors and little marshmallows and things in them, you can look forward to the fact now that they are going to strip those artificial flavors and colors. They do usually say not to feed your kids anything with various and sundry neon colors and marshmallows and sprinkles and things and frosting, because then you're sort of turning breakfast into dessert. But in any case, this is very good news for those of us that give in and buy those cereals. You're listening to Radio MD. We've got John Higgins coming up, and he's a great guest for Train Your Body, so stay tuned and stay well.